how would you each like to make $2,000?
Two G's?
Yeah. Yo, that's good looking app.
Flash Mo, you remember last month the game you lost against St. Francis? Well, I need you to lose again.
Oh, man, no problem.
Lose? You mean throw the game?
Yeah. And I need you for a little extra insurance. You down?
Is you down? Are you gonna throw? Are you gonna throw the game? He with us. That's what we used to say. He with us. Or damn, why'd you do it, Tony? Huh? Remember Blue Chips? Why'd you do it, Tony? We gotta save our legends. You know, Mike Tyson, probably one of the most deadliest human beings we've ever seen in our lives. The most anticipated matchup of all time that people wanted to see in real life was Mike Tyson versus Bruce Lee. Who would win? A prime Tyson or a prime Bruce Lee? Now, I'm going to say this. Bruce Lee is probably number one on my chart as far as hitters, as far as fighters, as far as hands of all time. But if you get caught, there's a reason why they put it. Yo, there's a contract that they have for this fight. He fought, which one was it, Logan or Jake? Which was one of them. One of them. Right? And what was the age difference? It was 58 to 27 or something like that. He looked damn good. Now, prior to the fight, we've seen a lot of sparring footage. And he looked like, even if the half a step is there and is noticeable, his half a step is still faster than the average. And he catch you with that. He catch you with that uppercut. I'm not sure if you're staying up, right? And it's a possibility that it doesn't come with that much power anymore. Maybe it's just powerful enough to just crack a few dentures, you know, bloody mouth or something like that. But as far as like knock you out cold, who knows? Bare knuckles for sure, you out of there. With the gloves, maybe CTE. But even at 58, I put in a group chat, and I think I may have put it on Twitter. If Mike was to lose this fight, it's because the bag was that big and it's in the script. And what did I see? He came out the gate looking like the pit bull. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, on a Mike Tyson scale, he's probably like at a 7. But that 7 is vicious. And it seemed like he was holding himself back. And I had forgot while watching at the moment that, remember, no uppercuts, no knockdowns. There were rules in place to where he couldn't have the fight that he's used to. It's nothing against the white boy in general. I don't think there's a lot of people out here that could beat up Mike Tyson. But Mike Tyson has lost, and he can lose to a lot of people. I just don't think he lost this fight. I think it was completely rigged. I think the shit that we saw that just broke my heart, where it just looked like he was on a delay. He was moving funny. After the second round, it was crazy. Like somebody said he had Biden legs. You see what I'm saying? Like my wife said, like she used to say, I was at work watching it. She's at home. She was like, I can't watch this. I'm turning this off. The embarrassment. And I don't, what's more embarrassing? If he showed his age that night or if he took the bag and you know he held back? What's more embarrassing? I think it's holding back. And I get it. I guess we're in a society where you have to get you a bag. You have to, because there's nothing popping right now. The economy is just what it is. And nothing is moving right now. So they probably threw him a crazy bag. Speculation was like 20, 25 or some shit like that. Who knows? I don't know. I just know you know, he was like, man, I just got paid. And it looked like it. So I don't know what to make of that. But it's still embarrassing either way. Because you never want to see a legend like that. Even if you wasn't, even if Mike Tyson not in your top two or top three or whatever, you just you can't see a historic boxer go out like that in an exhibition. So you see Mayweather didn't play around. And it, you could tell that he was carrying that fight and he was in control of that fight. And there was certain things, they wanted it to go to where it was supposed to go. Because we all seen when Mayweather clocked his ass and kind of stunned him and held him up, though. So, yeah, it is what it is. It was embarrassing, but save our legends. Save our legends. Speaking of legend, you know, a guy that's near and dear to us, Pat Riley, they talking about giving him a statue. That's fire. Well-deserved. Probably long overdue. I probably would have had, but Pat Riley, trophy. His statue probably would have been built before Kobe's. Not saying it like that, but it before Kobe passing away, Pat Riley should have been, he should have had one. He should have had one. Definitely while Kobe was retired. He should have had one. Or he probably should have had one. He probably should have had one. Yeah, towards the tail end of Kobe's career or, you know, a little bit after retirement. Yeah, he definitely should have had one already. But, you know, he's getting one now. And I think that's dope. I think that's dope. There's been a lot of chit-chatter about the privileges of Bronny James not attending certain games and going up and down from the G League, not traveling with the team, blah, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, we got to do better at what we're arguing about, what we're worried about. I don't care. At this point, we're like, we don't care. We know when it comes down to certain games, he not going to get it. Me personally, I feel like let him have to hold the full experience. If, you know, he's made it to the league, so you might as well. But I'm not sure if they're just, if this is like an experiment, you know, because they know he's not completely ready. And, but he's getting his experience. So, you know, as long as it doesn't affect my team, I'm not tripping. And I'm not, I see a lot of people complaining about it, but it's like, hey, man. When it comes to the Lakers, outside of shitting on us, they for sure want to make our team better in their head and make sure we know that they can run a better organization than the people that we have. But their own team, you know, it's that way. It's that way. And I think that's it, man. I think that's it. I wanted to bring up some other legends like Paul Pierce. It's sad to see like these cats turn into, I mean, but they act more human though. I can't admit that. And then a lot of cats are, you know, Mello moved on to podcasting. I think that's dope. What was it, 7 p.m. in Brooklyn? Dope podcast. I'm seeing a lot of athletes, a lot of former athletes, including football players, just, you know, shedding light on, you know, cats in high school, cats in college, you know, cats in the pros. I like the dynamic of just having former athletes be the commentators and analysts now because more insight and more respect to the athletes. Now, you know, you do have some athletes like the Kendrick Perkins of the world that, you know what it is, man. A lot of gossip, a lot of hot takes. And, yeah, it's nasty business, but. As far as my Lakers, man, if we looking good. What are we about 8-4 now, or something like that? 9-4, somewhere around there. I should look it up. But I like where we at. I like what happened in the San Antonio game, even though we almost blew that. We got Utah coming up. I think we got Utah tomorrow. Yeah, we sitting at 9-4, fourth in the West. Like, I don't think I can ask for a better start, you know what I'm saying, with the team. And look, I honestly believe this is not JJ's roster. I think JJ's is handling this roster. And yes, I still believe that D'Lo will be traded this year. So we're going to see. And I like that. Fourth in the West right now, it's good. It's good. And honestly, outside of the first four or five games, we haven't played great ball consistently. You know what I'm saying? Outside of that hot little start, but we haven't we haven't played consistently like good and stuff like that. And we're getting there, though, you know. I need Gabe to step up a little bit more, but our white boys, look. Hey, the talent that we be picking with them when it comes to them white boys, Connect Four and Austin Reeves, them boys over there hooping, man. I salute to them. Just got to keep it, you know. I need a lot of consistency. That's all I need, man. That's all I need right now. That's all I need. But outside of that, man, solid start. Solid start. D-Lo, man, I mean, it's tough because it's like that's one of those emotional attachments. Type players because he was he's the original Laker, you know, and it's like it definitely looks like it's run its course, you know, at this point, like we're used to that devil and it's like it's not working for us. We don't need to me in all honesty, I thought the DeJounte Murray would have been a perfect fit, next to perfect, you know what I'm saying. I know the Trae Young rumblings is out there. It'd be crazy to see something like that because we actually given up, even though D'Lo's not known for his defense, he has a better defensive body, you know, than a Trae Young, who's a defensive liability, but his offense. And to see him in that type of offense, though, so it'd be interesting, but the Murray one I was definitely on board with. Definitely on board with Murray, but it don't seem like that's going to happen, and I mean, even though we got Austin, I think we just need another scorer. Like, we need a go-getter. We need a bucket, a certified bucket go-getter. You know what I mean? And, like, we got cats that can score. But I need niggas that go get that bucket. Like, nah, nigga, spread, which is flat. Or no, flat. Go flat, nigga, that ISO. I'm going right by anybody. And I'm not sure who we're going to be able to get with that. And then it has been some assumption that Bron last season might be next year, and he possibly would wait on Bryce. I say you knock it off, but it's all speculation. No, nobody know when Bron is gonna retire. But if he get to play with both of his sons, my God, my God, up and run with BTG, man. It was a good one. See y'all later.